Netflix show, and this has got a story that's got a local tie to it. Kind of interesting. Not been unheard of before. Alex, tell us about Kat Sadler. What's going on with her?
Kat Sadler, born and raised in Indiana, went to IU. She is a fellow Hoosier. She's also, for the last almost 12 years, been working as an e-news host. So if you don't know her from being from Indiana, you know her from that. And she up and left her job at E! Yesterday because she found out that she's making half of what her equal co-host Jason Kennedy is making. Jason Kennedy, if you don't know who he's married to model Lauren Scruggs, who lost her arm and an eye in a plane propeller accident. But it was just really interesting. So some of the quotes that she told People Magazine, she said, up until this point, it really has been my dream job, literally a dream job. I'm from Indiana, born and raised. I had my sights set on E! And I've seen the world. I've had the best experiences. I've gotten incredibly close with all my coworkers. It's like a family here, and it's been beautiful for the majority of my run. I pinch myself every day. It's been surreal. But then this year happened. So she found out, she was informed and made aware that her male equivalent, aka Jason Kennedy, at the network, who she started with the same year and have come up with doing essentially similar jobs, she said, if not the same job, was making a little bit more than me, wasn't just making a little bit more than me, but was making double my salary and has been for several years. She said that was really hard to swallow. But, you know, information is supposed to be power. And when my team began negotiations, knowing what we knew, that was the barometer in which I expected to be paid based on the law and based on what I know to be fair. And what I believe in my heart of hearts is reasonable, she said, about being compensated the same as her co-host and friend Jason Kennedy. And she went on to say that Jason is not the villain. She doesn't want people to villainize him. He had no say in this. In fact, he was totally disgusted when he found out how little she was being paid compared to him to do essentially the same job. And he's been fighting for her ever since and was totally devastated and put out a statement to see her go. And this might be controversial. I think she's making a mistake quitting. Now, I agree. I think everything that she is standing for and what she's saying is powerful. I think what she's standing for is really powerful. And I agree that it is absolute dog you know what, the pay that she was getting compared to Jason. But I do think she might regret it only because, let's put it this way, when you think of pop culture, news, and entertainment in television,
it is the biggest place.
You're at the biggest place. That is the most money you're probably going to get. There's no way what she's making, even if it is half of what Jason Kennedy is making with E, there's no way even if she goes to VH1 or MTV, even I would say Access Hollywood, they're not going to pay her probably close to even what she's making there. And whoever the next person is that E brings in to replace her, they're going to pay her even less than what they're paying Kat.
Did you see what E said, though? They released a statement. They said that E compensates employees fairly and appropriately based on their roles, regardless of gender. We appreciate her many contributions at E News, and we wish her all the best. So they're saying, like, look, it's got nothing to do with that. So I don't know if they don't think she was as good as the counterpart or what, because you're saying they were there the same amount of time.
Yeah, same amount of experience, same amount of time. According to Kat,
yeah,
they did the same exact job. Now, so we can argue this. So let's pull back the curtain a little bit, not necessarily talk about Jason and Kat, but let's talk about you and I, because it is equally the Joe and Alex show, but you are a little bit above me, not in that you're my boss type of a way, but in radio, the positions in a morning radio show are like called like first, second, and third and fourth chair. So essentially, Joe is first chair. I am second.
I got to run this whole thing. I have to push all the buttons.
Yes, and that is because
this chair looks like an expensive chair.
Yeah, and Joe gets a nicer chair.
Compared to the crappy ass
one. So basically, what differentiates Joe's job to my job is Joe has a lot more stress as far as like dealing with audio and pushing buttons and all that, making sure that, you know, we're running smoothly, we're on time and all this stuff. And producer MYK helps with that too. But then producer MYK would be third chair, and then Liv the Web Girl would be fourth chair. And so it kind of goes in like a hierarchy like that in a radio morning show. And do you think it's fair, even though Joe is first chair, and I think that when you're in a position, because you have the stress of like doing all the buttons and all the stuff, because all I have to do is sit here and talk and look pretty, and I say that as I have unwashed hair and sweatpants on and no makeup and a giant zit on my cheek, by the way. But
zoom in, live the web, get close, get tight.
But I think it's fair for Joe to make a little bit more than me. I think like as far as what we contribute to the show, I think that we contribute the same. As far as I think I'm an equal personality to Joe. I will say that on not every single top 40 or pop music morning show and radio that the female contributes as much as the guy. And I think you see a lot of that in it's just the guy's name in the show of what the show is called. And they make significantly more than their co-hosts. But the girls almost sometimes, they do contribute and they share some personal stories once in a while, but sometimes they're almost like a laugh track. It's like the guy kind of is the star of the show and she is just kind of like there.
I think nowadays, you know? Though, hopefully that's changing.
I do.
And
I hope so, too.
Women are way more involved. One thing that's interesting to me, and I'd like to know your guys' take real quick on it, double is a lot. That's not like, oh, hey, like that person made $100,000 and the other person made $120,000.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they negotiated something for whatever reason.
Or maybe, I figured like Jason Kennedy's making probably like $6 million. Or let's, for example, I have no idea, but let's say he's making $6 million and Kat was making $3 million. She still got an amazing salary.
Still, yeah. But I mean, then renegotiate that again or something. But I mean, I would be pissed though. Like either way.
I would be furious if
now,
I was
now,
her.
Now, here's my thing that I find interesting. Like even here in Indy, I won't say the show, but there's a show where the male host of the show makes 12 and a half times more than his female counterpart, which blows my mind.
When we found out about this,
when I couldn't believe
we
that.
We could not believe it. Not only was I extremely offended for her.
Not double, 12 and a half.
Because here's the thing.
Half. 12
if Joe
and a
was
half.
Making, let's say Joe. If
let's
Joe
not
was,
talk about my salary.
No. I'm just saying that if Joe. Okay, so supposedly the rumor has it. And I love this. I just love being real with our listeners.
Allegedly.
No one else is going to talk about this on morning radio in Indianapolis. I'm going to tell you this right now, especially that show. But supposedly the rumor is that he's making almost $1 million a year. This chick, his co-host.
Supposedly. I don't like throwing numbers out.
Well, I'm just saying, supposedly, allegedly. This is the rumor. That's what I'm saying. Supposedly it's a rumor. She makes under $60,000 a year. If I were her, now that is grounds to quit. Because he has the power to say, maybe she's not doing as much work as he is, and I think it is fair for him to make significantly more, but that much significantly more, I think that's kind of a slap in the face. I think that she has grounds to be like, F this, I deserve way more than what I'm getting paid, especially if in the budget you have enough for this. Like, I would expect Joe to fight for me a little bit. If he was making that much more than me, I would expect him to be like, look, I can afford to give her $100,000
at least.
I'll
totally fight for you. What are you making right now?
But
here's my thing, though, too. Even that, and I've worked in other places, though, too. Maybe, I mean, that 12 and a half times the number, which is out there, is crazy. But I've worked in other markets where the guy made like double or three quarters more.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the guy made a bunch of money and he wouldn't stick up for anybody, even or the
and
part-time
that's
guy.
Terrible.
It's like, how can you not fight for that person?
Absolutely.
Like, if they're part of your show or part of your thing. But
and it sounds like from Kat that Jason was fighting for her, but like there's only so much they can do. Obviously, E standing by their statement, like, we paid her what we think she deserved to be paid. It has nothing to do with gender, so who knows? But
it's an interesting thing, and hopefully we'll get more details. We wish her obviously all the best right there, and hopefully talented people can land on their feet and she can get a job that she wants and deserves. But I mean,
I think that
that's
as a
tough
woman,
decision to make.
I think we got to fight for what we definitely think we deserve in the situation, and I think that Kat kind of did that. I just am worried. I don't know what she's going to end up doing after this, but hopefully she does make more money than she was making at E, but who knows?
If you make more money than me, will you fight for me?
Yeah.
Okay, on three, let's say our salaries.
No.
One, two, three.